This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. This year's gathering carries special significance as it is the first time the summit is being hosted on the African continent. The theme for 2025 is Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the summit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese on the sidelines of the G20 summit at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Both leaders expressed satisfaction at the substantial deepening and diversification of bilateral ties as India and Australia mark 5 years of their comprehensive strategic partnership. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. Australian Prime Minister extended his condolences to the families on the recent terror attack in India. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with the South African multinational internet and technology company Naspers chairman Koos Becker and CEO Fabricio Loisi. Later, the Prime Minister interacted with the Indian origin tech entrepreneurs and members of the Indian community based in South Africa at Johannesburg and called upon them to deepen their engagement with India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that today's new world requires a new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. Mr. Singh was speaking at the International Conference of Chief Justices of the World in Lucknow yesterday. He said the UN could have played a much stronger role in global conflicts such as Israel-Hamas and Ukraine-Russia and in humanitarian crisis unfolding in Sudan. The central government announced the implementation of 4 new labour law codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 came into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said these reforms are not just ordinary changes, but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of 4 labour codes. In Vietnam, over 40 people were killed after torrential rain, flooding and landslides hit the central part of the country. Tens of thousands of residents have been evacuated from the flood-affected provinces Khan Hoa, Dak Lak and Gia Lai of the central Vietnam, a region home to a key coffee production belt and the country's most popular beaches. Deputy Prime Minister Ho Koch Dung told the leaders of the 3 flood-affected provinces to mobilize the army, police and other security forces to promptly relocate and evacuate people to safe areas. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Russian forces will advance further if Ukraine turned down the U.S. peace plan. Addressing senior officials during a meeting of the Russian Security Council, President Putin said the deal can be used as the basis for a final peaceful settlement. The Russian president added that the 28-point plan had not been discussed in detail yet with the United States, but that Moscow had received a copy of it. He said Ukraine was against the plan, but that neither Kyiv nor European powers understood the reality that Russian forces were advancing in Ukraine and will continue to advance unless there was peace. In men's cricket, South Africa were 82-1 against India on day one in the second and final test at the Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati when reports last came in. Earlier, South Africa won the toss and opted to bat. Wicketkeeper batter Rishabh Pant is leading Team India, with regular skipper Shubman Gill missing out due to a neck injury sustained in the first game of the 2-match series at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.